what's going on, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Podos City Radio. Let's get things moving with the dead boy caught with the meat in your mouth.
Must be a fine laying motherfucker. Run away to a barren queen. You stop with all your sweet 16. Everyone knows you're a coward to me, your mouth. Said everyone knows you're a coward to me, your mouth. Yeah. Look for no one on one way street. Been down with everything. But stripping in a dancing in about some dancing for the latest sensation in town. But while you're performing on your lemon skin sheet, the room is all keeping the beat. If ever sleep with the meat between your cavities, and a case of water on the knees. Everyone knows you're a cat with a meat in your mind.
All right, everybody. That was the Dead Boys on Pogo City Radio. Now, we're having a little bit of fun at my expense, it seems, talking about some of the pictures.
Check out one of QXT. Andrew's pictures online. Involves being in a crowd at Mike Blank's. Check it out. It's beautiful. It's like there's so many one-liners will go through your head at once about it. That, you know, you won't be able to come up with just one. It's like you won't be able to settle on just one. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys can check it out for yourselves over at Facebook.com/Pogo City Radio, or you guys can hit up
PogoCityRadio.com.
But let's introduce everybody. We got a bunch of co-hosts. Now, you guys already heard from one of the guests tonight. That's Gabe Zander of the Oi Scout.
That's right.
Oh my God, it's Gabe Zander. Oh my God, Gabe.
And we got two lovely ladies tonight. We're talking about Janelle and the rude girl, Jessica.
What's going on?
And now let's hit up with the other special guest, Larry from the Parasitics.
What's up?
How you doing, Larry?
Doing well.
Give us some more there, Larry. Come on. Yeah.
Pass that shit. Let's get over with a regular. Here talking about Mark Wilson.
Mark Wilson, yo. How are you doing, everybody?
I think Mark's getting a little fucked up. He's stuttering. A little bit.
Hey, man.
As long as this don't start happening too soon, Mark, we'll be in business.
I do.
I'm just going to sit over here because there will be more even mic distribution.
Grab your chair. Yeah,
Larry.
We're a little short. Now, there's honestly like members from
we're
like sharing. Four. There's like members from four
mics.
Different bands here, and we somehow don't all have microphones. How the fuck does that work out?
Yo.
Oh shit.
Sexy,
yo,
sexy.
All right, right now Gabe and Larry are closer than Janelle and I, and Janelle and I are sharing a microphone.
I think Gabe wants
Larry a little bit too much tonight.
Love in the air.
Love in the air.
Every minute without Larry is an eternity.
Oh, Gabe.
No, all right. Well, maybe a little.
I see a lot of sluts in here.
Oh yeah.
So why don't we go over with a little bit of the Doors? Sluts in the USA.
We are the sluts of the USA. We are the sluts of the USA. And we can fuck the weekend, start the weekend, bust a nut. We wouldn't have it any other way. We're like a die on a proton.
the Zord. It's really weird. I don't know why. But here I am. More recent New York Dolls.
Dance like a monkey.
Dance like a monkey. Off their latest. Cause I says so. It almost feels like sacrilege though. New York Dolls with no Johnny Thunders. I still know what I'm doing here. New York Dolls. Alright, now.
What the fuck?
We got a bunch of people in the studio, but we're gonna keep things moving. We're gonna go with a little bit of the Misfits.
Ooh. That's right.
Brain Eaters. We're going to give this next one a special dedication.
What the fuck?
Sean from Sick 86 was supposed to come out. Couldn't, though. This one's for you and the rest of Sick 86.
Gosh.
You see me at
from the lower class brat.
Well, I just spent 8 hours in hell just to attempt to pay my bills, and I can't seem to take it anymore. My feet hurt, my back feels bad just to attempt to pay my rent, but they'll never drag me to the floor. Oh. My weapon.
little Lars Fredrickson and the Bastards on Pogo City Radio. Now, we got Larry from the Parasitics here, and we're gonna talk about, I guess, maybe that last show you did. I was at the matinee with Anti-Citizen Sick 86.
It was fucking awesome.
We actually
awesome
did a
show.
Review of it up at that Sean did. So you guys got to head over there, check it out. But yeah, dude. But what was it? How was it playing there? How'd you
it was
thing? I mean, I know you played there plenty
dude
of times.
I loved it.
It was fucking awesome. Last time we played there was amazing. This time was amazing.
Yo,
was
I love
great
that place.
It's cool.
It's a good.
Cool.
It's a good spot. It is.
It is.
Yep, definitely. And but then after that, I mean, you know, we had a little bit, quick little halftime, not even really, and then darted down, you know, 78, and got to get out of over at Newark, going down to Newark, QXT's, to check out Blank 77 on the
fucking
Celestial
show,
stage.
Yeah.
Now, Larry and Janelle made the trip with us. Pretty much everybody else pussied out, but there was plenty of shows going on all over the area. I mean, Hate to Say It was playing with Hate Trash
their
Disaster.
Their last show.
It was Hate to Say It's last show. The Fucks were playing with the Sluts up in Catasauqua.
Yeah.
But we made our way down to Newark, and it was a great time. You know, Gabe was talking
review
shit on some of the... Oh, yeah, over at...
We have a review. Make sure you guys
damn
check
right
it out.
Plenty of pictures up at the Facebook, facebook.com/
both
Pogo
shows.
City
both shows are
radio
reviewed.
Now, the Parasitics... We're going to play kind of a rarer song that a lot of people may not have heard. You want to talk about it, Larry?
Yeah, it's just us covering one of our favorite bands, Ratchet Ones.
Keeping it Jersey.
Yeah, fucking love the Ratchet Ones.
Yeah, we just played them before you were here, but we can work them in.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's a different take. It's us. It's a cover.
All right.
Yeah.
This is the Parasitics drinking beer and rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where the fuck, dude.
We're having a malfunction.
Whoop. We will
bear
get
with
this
us here.
There it
we
is.
We got it.
Parasitics drinking beer and rock and roll.
Authentic in your face punk rock.
Parasitics, drinking beer and rock and roll.
PogoCityRadio.com.
All right, now we got Larry of the Parasitics here, and you guys ain't got nothing.
And it's beautiful girlfriend, Janelle.
Let's say hi to Janelle for a couple minutes. Janelle, what you up to?
Hey, I'm hanging out.
Hey.
You gotta get in that mic. Gotta get in the mic.
Hey.
Wife keeps taking it away, so it's kind of hard. You, my friend, like, can't do it. But I'm hanging out with you people right now.
Yes, definitely,
it's all
definitely
good.
So, I mean, we'll keep things moving. I mean, Mark and Gabe. Gabe, I don't think I've ever heard you be quiet this long.
Yeah, come on, Gabe.
I was waiting for Larry to say some shit.
I thought you were going to say you were waiting for Larry to put it in your butt.
And Mark's
I thought you were
going to
say you were waiting for Larry
Mark's
to put it in your butt.
Mark's been sitting here with the fucking mic, like, just in front of his mouth.
Yeah, he's
saying,
like, oh,
he's
God,
been holding the mic, like, right up next to his mouth.
I do it a lot.
Like the way Larry holds a dick. And he hasn't been, like, fucking doing anything with it. Just, like, sitting there. If there was video, I wish there was video because it's, you know, I want to show the people like this.
That's all I know. I need some fucking cigarettes.
No, make your ass a run, you fucking goddamn mooching Ginzo bitch stealing cigarettes and not fucking...
Fuck you, Gabe.
Hey, like I said, green. Mexicans always pay me back.
That's right.
That's why I trust Trump
with
the wall.
Hey, I'm Mexican.
Hell, I like you. Yeah. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
You can.
Oh, God.
You can. So, wait, we were talking about music or some shit. Well, I got lost in the fact that, like, Ginzos are always bumming cigarettes off me.
That's right.
Like, fucking shit.
Oh, man.
Right. Thank God there's no Italians in California. Otherwise, the Oi Scouts would not get any business.
Is there really
the
not?
The Oi Scouts?
Is there really not?
Oh, wait. Is there are fact? Italians in California?
Is there?
No!
What would that be like? I mean, I don't know.
What would Italians be like?
Yeah, Bernard's not in it. Yeah, we got a mix singing now.
Okay. I don't know, man. Like, is
actually, that's
so
another thing I should point out that we haven't. I've told a few people, but we haven't made like an official announcement. And
well, here it is.
No such thing. Is that actually singing for the Oi Scouts? At least for these few. I hate this word, but reunion shows. It's going to be none other than. All right, well, while the bitches are talking,
let's give Gabe.
Let's get it on.
Sorry, Gabe.
Well, all right. Well, now that it's not exciting anymore.
No, man, well, do it.
Holy shit. Larry.
Yo, people are
what
getting
the fuck?
Fucked
are you
up.
On PCP? Like, Gabe, what the fuck?
Gabe, what's going on with the lineup of the Oi Scouts, my man?
All right, on drums we got our buddy Adam, and I can't remember what any other fucking bands he's been in, so that's not all that exciting. But no, he's great.
Sorry,
he's doing,
Adam. Sorry.
He's doing an awesome job, actually. He once took guitar lessons from Renee Blanks, but there you go,
Renee Blanks.
And singing for us, a lot of you will appreciate is. Chris from Blind Society is the current Oi Scouts frontman, and I gotta tell you guys, he's doing a fucking fantastic job. He's fucking perfect for it, cause you know he's got like Bernard's vocal skills and my frontman skills, so you don't have to fucking I guess. So I'm doing bass again, and. Holy fuck, my arm hurts more than than when I masturbate a lot.
I have to pee really fucking bad.
I have to pee for a while.
Oh, Chris, Larry from the Parasitic says he loves you very much. He's probably not listening to this, which is good because he'd probably quit the band because I called him a Mick a minute ago. It's okay, I'm kind of Mickish too, you know. Tiddly
dude, when I saw Blind Society about, I don't know, 15 years
that's why
ago.
I'm ripping on you Dago so
in
much.
In the basement at CBGB's.
What we do.
That place was so packed, so violent. Dude, they're crowd surfing, wrapped up in the mic cords like 7 times around their neck. It was just an all-out brawl in the basement. And, I mean, you can't crowd surf in the basement of CBGB's. There was like 8 inches of room. Dude, I mean, they were just being like thrown into the fucking ceiling while they were singing. It was fucking great.
They were a great show every time you see them.
Fair. Hell yeah. I caught them twice,
I think. They were a live band. I mean, their recordings were excellent. Too, but holy shit!
Blind Society.
That's just one really good thing about having him on with us is because we've known him so long. Like the Oi Scouts and Blind Society, like have such a history together. We did a split 7-inch back in the day, and we used to play like every show we ever did in South Jersey. I'm pretty sure every single fucking one Blind Society was on it. They came up by us a lot too. Squiggy. Squigtone Records, it was all like a big family with us, you know. Blind Society, The Despised Three Against One, The Despised New Jersey. You know, I don't sending any disrespect to my Atlanta friends out there, you know, blah, blah, blah. I know politics and whatever. But, you know, fucking. Yeah, Blind Society owned the Cove, that's for sure, yeah. Yeah.
Larry, you should talk into the mic sometimes.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Well, here. I'll tell you what, Mark, why don't you give
me your
Gabe mic?
Gabe translating. Go
ahead, man.
There we go. Because once again, Mark's been sitting here just keeping this mic warm, like in front of his mouth and not talking.
All right, wow.
I was doing it for you, man.
And now he's talking
now that you have the mic.
Of course. Holy shit.
Well, I, for one, am very excited to hear that Chris from Blind Society is singing for the Oi Scouts. That's crazy. And very appropriate.
We couldn't have asked for anyone
very
better,
appropriate.
Honestly. And I got to send another shout out to Matt. It's just, you know, I mean, him and I were the only two guys who were in it from front to back. And it just, you know, it feels like it was just yesterday. We were, him and I, like, we didn't have any, like, bad blood between us, but we just fell out of communication. We were just doing different things for, like, at least, like, 10 years. We didn't even know what the fuck each other was doing except, like, through word of mouth. And like I said, it was no, like, bad blood or anything. We just, you know, we had different interests and we just fell out of contact. And me and Matt, it feels like just yesterday we were working together, you know? I mean, it's,
riding a bike.
Yeah, kinda, yeah. Well, the bass lines are definitely like that. Holy shit. I haven't even listened to these songs in 15 fucking years.
Gabe, you listen to them every day and sing in the mirror in your hairbrush.
No, no, I only jerk off to my solo music. Okay.
I have a question. After this West Coast, dare I say, reunion, are the Oi Scouts going to play, like, where they belong on the East Coast?
Exactly. I've been saying it. I've been saying it. No,
absolutely not. Like, so let me tell you. Well, here's the thing. Let me tell you something.
That's ridiculous.
Let me tell you something about us. We, I really want to get everybody's hopes up
absolutely
here.
Absolutely not.
Thinking like, oh, it's just Gabe joking. But no, actually, in at our band practices, we can hardly get any, like, songs down because we get so distracted by talking so much shit about how much we hate our core fan base on the East Coast. Like, all of you guys just suck so much. You're just a bunch of goddamn posers, and we're just so much better than you. We don't want to play any gigs with your shitty bands. I'm kidding, of course. But, no, to seriously answer your question, are you going to play some Blind Society? Red Death. Red Death. Or Bulldoze. Red Death or Bulldoze.
Red Death or Bulldoze. Pick one.
All right. I got paper, rock, right scissors here for it. Red Death or Bulldoze.
All right. We'll go Red Death on Pogo City Radio. Right. Kicking it Jersey style.
There we go.
Pogo.
Borderline Society.
Pogo City Radio.
All right. Now, Gabe's got to make a quick little PR move.
Yeah, exactly. Because you cut me off before.
You were like, oh, you're going to play Blind Society?
Yeah, yeah, but you cut me off before I had to finish. I was kidding. We do not really hate everyone on the East Coast. That was a joke. Okay? However, the answer is, I don't know. I'm going to give full disclosure to everyone. We really would love to. Pretty much all of us are preoccupied with all kinds of fucking shit.
Just doing these few shows
are like taking like everything each of us individually's got going on. Like, if we could do the Oi Scouts full time, it would be no fucking problem. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we can't. For one thing, and I really this feels like personally something I need to say, is that, you know, for one thing, a lot of what we're doing is stuff that, you know, it's like as punk bands, we sing about all the fucking time.
Drinking beer and pogoing?
No, you know, no, like seriously, dude, like, you know, revolution this and fucking make some changes that. And fucking, you can't do that when all you're doing is standing up on stage yelling about it. And, like, some of the shit we got going on, like, Chris is probably the best example. He's getting his ass through fucking law school, you know?
He's gonna be a defense attorney, though.
Waiver law.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'd cut his balls off if he was a prostitute. Fucking, but, no, actually, I'm not sure. You know, it's like me, myself, I'm trying to get back into the shit I used to do. For one thing, I just got to get fucking healthy again. I've been, you know, like having some pretty embarrassing fucking health problems lately.
I'm a little worried because this guy is a pretty tough guy over here. Yeah. And like, if he's upset about his insides, something's wrong.
You must know. Well, let's just say it heavily involves my anus. So can we shut up about it?
Do you need some Desitin? I have it downstairs.
No, that's no joke.
Yeah, there's a lot of internal bleeding, and this growth on my neck is getting bigger.
Are you serious?
Other than that, yeah, and my right leg went numb the other day for like 4 hours. It was like fucking insane.
Go to the fucking doctor, dude.
Fuck doctors. They're just gonna tell me what to do. They're like the cops of medicine. Fuck them. Anyway,
let's get back over to the music.
Go to the doctor. You're bleeding internally.
Let me finish the point though, really quick.
You have a gross.
So East Coast, yes, we would love to do some shit. We can't carve anything in stone right at the moment.
Yes, you can.
But yeah,
I know. I don't believe anything.
Everything he's saying is bullshit.
Everything he's saying is bullshit.
We call bullshit.
We could get the Oi Scouts to show in like 7 different venues, all 20 minutes from here. We could have that done in like 15 minutes.
Just quick, real quick.
That's pretty true. Wait, fuck, Matt, Chris, Adam, if you guys are listening, you want to come down to Pogo City Radio? Bring your instruments. We'll just do a fucking attic show here that a bunch of people can come. There you go. That's what the Oi Scouts will do. Just spontaneous shows. You never know where we'll pop up. If you're lucky enough,
I'll take
we'll
that.
Be playing.
I'll
there
take
you
that.
Go.
That's
how's that?
That I can live with. All right.
Yeah.
So now,
and we might not, too. So there you go. I'll just leave you wondering.
Stop being so nice.
That's
all right. But we're going to go over to
suck
another
my balls.
Local band talking about AmRav 2
Zombie
Apocalypse. Guys, hit us up on Facebook. You should do the same thing. Get your shit played on Pogo City Radio. Facebook.com/Pogo City Radio.
And lock them up, we'll get them all. That's where they breathe, that's where they shot, that's where they feed them. Let's go. Cause we
All right, now that was AMRAV 2 coming out of the Lehigh Valley, Zombie Apocalypse. We're just going to keep moving right along. Going to go back a little bit, and let's do a little bit of GBH Necrophilia.
Authentic in your face, punk rock.
GBH Pogo City Radio, gonna keep things moving right along, going with the Flatliners. We're punks.
Alright, here we go, y'all. This song's called We're Punks.
Well, I started up at a young age, and soon I'll buy myself a 12 gauge, and I wait for the revolution to go.
Thank you.
Flatliners. You should be saying this to the people, dude. Yeah, there's multiple Flatliners, and there's another Chicago Oi Scouts.
We were talking about old Warren County punks, and the thing that came up was that Brian Fallon of the Gaslight Anthem, you know, a guy who gets on stage and duets with Bruce Springsteen nowadays, fucking was actually one of them. The first time I met that guy, he had a big purple mohawk. It was at a Blank 77 show, and nowadays, Thora, in case you're listening, has like a big rock star crush on this guy. When the first time I met him was at a show your husband was playing. Just in case you're listening, my dear. And by the way, you know you love Kiss, whether you admit it or not. I would rock and roll all night and party every day. Yo, by the way, you guys should dedicate a whole show to this, by the way. There's a bootleg CD floating around of that somebody just like chopped together. Every it's like 150 tracks all fit on one bird CD. Every track is like 5 seconds, 10 seconds, a minute long of just Paul Stanley ad-libbing between songs. Like just going, ooh, he ain't gonna do a song for you. It's like track one, oh, hello, Detroit. Track two, ew. Track three, yeah, exactly. You know with that. Track three, ah, we're gonna do a song for you tonight, New York City. Track four, we're gonna rock and roll on that body every day. Seriously, we should do a whole show where that's all we play. Because fuck you, that's why.
Gabe, let me get a cigarette.
This is the last one, darling.
Fuck
you.
You
are the biggest mooch in the world.
Yo, fuck you, too.
Like all Italians.
Like all Italians. Uh-huh. That's goddamn
the views
bagos
of Gabe Zander do necessarily reflect those of Pogo City Radio, just FYI.
More beer. We need more cigarettes.
That's right.
I don't even smoke.
Hey, somebody.
I need cigarettes.
This needs to be on live so that we can tell somebody to make us a cigarette run. Fuck's sake.
Some Pogo City karaoke.
Here we go.
Woo! Open it up right here.
Woo!
And there's one more beer!
Leaving fear. Yo, you guys, I know everybody here. I know Gabe has. You know Clue with Lee Vig playing Mr. Body.
Mr. Body, hell that's yeah. right.
Hell yeah, with Tim Curry.
The first time I met, my squiggy bandmate, Big Brian Ramsey, who was playing drums when I was playing bass for them. So we were the rhythm section. But Brian was singing in his hardcore
theory
band.
Right there, theory.
Bitter Quarrel. And they opened the show the first time I saw Fear at Obsessions in Randolph. And Brian pointed that out from stage. He was singing for Bitter Quarrel. He played drums for Squiggy, but he was singing that night. And he was like, and he pointed out Mr. Body. He's like, this one goes out to Mr. Body. He was yes. here tonight. Who knows what I'm talking about? And seriously, me and my brother were the only two fucking people in the crowd.
Oh, I don't know.
Who got the goddamn reference? No. Like, can you fucking believe that?
I had that on DVD. I think I still do.
Another really cool fucking thing about that. We were, when we were driving down to the show, my brother was like, we were listening to Fear just to get ourselves amped up and shit. And we're like 17, 18 at the time. And my brother's like, we're listening to I Am a Doctor. And they, you know how weird the timing is of that song? And our, like, neither me nor my brother were big music majors, but our mom was. So we know our timing signatures and things like that.
Oh, yeah, they're random, dude.
Yeah, and we were like, and my brother's just like, I'm trying to figure out what kind of timing this is. Is it like 8-7, something like that? Like what? He's like, if I get a chance to talk to Lee Ving, I'm going to have to ask him, you know? And he's like obsessing over it on the way down. And we get to the show, and in the middle, they play I Am a Doctor. And I shit you not, we did not talk to Lee Ving before the show. But Lee Ving, you know, he's got that cool kind of Southern man thing about him. He goes up to the mic and he's just like, after they get done with I Am a Doctor, you know, there's a pause. And he just goes up to the mic just like casually just walks up to it. And he's like, and this is for all you music majors in the listening audience. That timing in that song is... I forget exactly Jesus what it was, Christ. But he was like, it's 9-7 timing. That's 9-7 timing or whatever. And I look over like my brother's got this look on his face like that the sky has opened up and he's seeing angels down from heaven or some shit. It was just the most random fucking thing that nothing could have been fucking goddamn cooler ever. So, Larry, why don't you tell us why you hate Fear?
I don't hate them. I'm not a huge fan. I like them. I appreciate what they've done. Everything, the SNL shit, that's great. Great. But why I don't like really...
You just hate people who sing with Southern accents, you racist.
No, that's not what it is.
What do you got against my music, huh?
I think they have a couple of great songs. Like
A lot of people have that opinion, though.
This and that. It's great.
A lot of people do have that opinion.
So anyway, they are different.
About
a couple of years ago, there was this festival, and it was short-lived, in Connecticut called 2,000 Tons of TNT. Anyway, Fear was supposed to play. They were announced. It was confirmed. Everything.
I remember this, actually.
And they backed out like days before and were very adequately replaced by the Meat Men, which was best set ever. They made fun of Fear on stage and everything. But anyway, Lee Ving's reason for backing out was because he was... offered some side project with Dave Grohl. which I don't. I guess I can't like fault him for it because. I guess maybe I would probably do it too.
Yeah, we both support.
I would not.
I was pumped to see them. I wanted to see them. I'm not a huge fan.
I like Dave Grohl, but I don't think I'd pass up TNT. Like, yeah. I might pass up like going to TNT, but not playing TNT to work with Dave Grohl. I'd be like, dude, he's Dave Grohl. He can like, he's got a flexible schedule.
I think that
he
dude
can wait.
Is so fucking ugly.
Yeah,
but he's Dave Grohl.
I thought you were gonna say so fucking hot. That's like the.
Yeah, well,
have
you ever seen Dave Grohl's coffee addiction on YouTube?
Who does he think
Fresh Pot! Fresh Pot!
Have you ever seen that? Yes, I have seen that.
Fresh Pot!
That's fantastic. So, yes.
Hey, you want some coffee? Yeah, can I get a Fresh Pot?
Other than the fact that it's Dave Grohl.
I got two things to say here.
But
I got two things to say here. Number one, first of all, seriously, whoever the promoter is who books 2,000 tons of TNT Fest has, like, the biggest penchant for just pulling replacement bands out of his ass.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Because, dude, the one that I ran into you and Paul at.
Yeah, Vince Walker is Nazis. We want to get into that? Because that's a lot to do
I'm
with
not,
it, too.
I'm not. That has nothing the fuck
no,
to
I'm
do with
I'm talking about
that.
Bands not playing. Why bands... Why it got canceled and bands weren't playing?
All right. That's not here nor there from what the fuck I'm talking about.
Sorry.
What I'm talking about is... What I'm talking about is this guy's penchant for pulling bands out of his ass last minute. Like the one that I ran into you and Paul at.
I saw some good bands there.
Yeah. The one that I ran into you and Paul at.
Yeah.
It was 2011 and fucking Sham 69 was supposed to headline it.
Yeah.
Sham had to cancel for whatever fuck reason. And what does the guy do? He pulls Slaughter and the fucking Dogs out of his ass to replace Sham. How in the hell do you manage to just pull Slaughter and
what
the Dogs
are in your
out of thin fucking air? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like Slaughter and the Dogs are like, I probably would have rather seen Sham because like Slaughter and the Dogs, they all dress like the Cars nowadays and kind of sound like them. But, you know, it's like, yeah, it's true. And here's another thing I got to say, by the way. Pat, who was just here. Pat from Hey Trash. Since we're talking about fear, the first fear show I was at, Lee Ving jumped into the crowd and punched the shit out of Pat. I wouldn't say he like fucked him up or he beat him up. I wouldn't say anything like that. But something about Pat pissed him off. I forget. I think like Lee thought Pat was spitting on him, and I don't think he was. But I don't remember. Maybe Pat was, but Pat can confirm or deny that. But... Like, Lee was like, oh, this guy's spitting on me. Get him out of here. And, like, a bouncer, like, brings Pat into the bar, which, at Obsessions, the bar was in the back. And, like, I'm probably going to, like, ruin a friendship over, like, telling this story, but maybe I'm not. But, like, so, fucking, like, they play, like, three more songs, and Lee just goes up to the mic, and he's like, hold on a second. And he puts his guitar down, jumps off the stage, runs into the back of the bar where Pat's just sitting like stoically and just starts laying into him. And I was just like, what the flying fuck? I was like, can we get some fucking music in here? And like, I don't know. Things seem to unwind rather quickly, which is, you know, why I didn't like jump in or anything. And I wouldn't have known what to do if I did. But, you know, I got a nasty habit of it, and I'm glad I wasn't, like, drawn into it. But, you know, I don't know. Fuck.
All right, guys. Well, we're at the hour mark right about now, so we're going to play one more Get Out of Here. And everybody, I guess everybody's sticking around, so we're going to do some more Pogo City, right?
Oh, my fucking God. I'm going to make a cigarette run for the next episode.
All right. So,
I will no longer be
a
guest.
Larry, can I mic drop? This is me mic dropping. Mic drop.
Let's leave here with Sham 69's I'm a Man.
Sure you are. Lonely.
All right, everybody, we got to go make a quick cigarette run, and we'll be right back with more
Pogo City Radio.